So contact Progressive's customer service by phone, app, or online. It's great and easy, just like salad. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
Coming back at you here from my radio hut, right here on Dakota Avenue. My name is Dablo, with you till 10 o'clock. Turner Bloffus stepping in then. Two above right now. A little bit of sunshine going on. Wednesday, got a chat with our friends over at OSPTI in Breckenridge. Got Becky on the phone with me this morning. Becky, good morning.
Yes, good morning to you.
Did you have a good Thanksgiving?
It was great. We get to have two Thanksgivings, you know, both sides of the family and all that. So
you got
double the fun.
Double dip of turkey. I love that. Hey, Becky,
right?
We're talking foot and ankle pain today, something I think a lot of people can relate to. Tell us about this topic.
Okay, so I got a little quiz for you here first.
Okay.
How many bones make up your foot and ankle?
Oh,
I'll
man.
Take a guess. Guess high.
Guess high? I'll say 200.
Okay, well, that's about your total in your body. But there's about 28 bones that make up your foot and ankle joints.
Okay, all right.
So there's 28 bones, 33 joints, 34 muscles that comprise your foot and ankle there. So lots of opportunities, if you may say, for just different injuries, different things that can happen with our feet and our ankles. You know, from ankle sprains and strains to plantar fasciitis to toe pain to Achilles pain and all of that. So there's a lot that goes into our foot and ankle. I think a lot more than people realize. Like even in the bottoms of our feet, we have four layers of muscle that make up the bottoms of our feet. And our feet are kind of our whole foundation. So if our feet aren't feeling good, usually the rest of us isn't feeling good either, right?
Right.
So at OSPTI, we see a lot of people with foot pain, ankle things going on and that. So we're really experts at evaluating that. Where is that coming from? What do we need to do, you know, whether it be through some exercise? A lot of times we'll look at the range of motion and mobility in there. But then also those small little muscle groups, how do we stabilize those? One thing that's kind of, I guess, come to light in the last couple of years that's become popular but effective is you'll see a lot of stuff about toe yoga, where we're doing a lot of movements with our toes and really incorporating toe strengthening and those little muscles in our feet to give us stability. So from that to stretches, and then also just some things to kind of, if we've got like a tendonitis or capsulitis or that type of thing, things that we can do just to really calm those symptoms down, increase that local circulation, just try to get things feeling better with that. A lot of times we'll tell patients, you know, we're kind of looking short-term and long-term. We want to do some things to immediately get some relief of that pain, but then also, like, set you up for the long-term of strength stability so that we don't keep having problems over time with that.
Becky, educate me here on something, and I've heard this term used before, and tell me about this. Pressure points. I've heard people, like, when it comes to the feet, that pressure points can affect other areas of your body. Is that true?
I mean, there are some, treatment techniques, you would say, that, you know, really use the feet to treat other areas, you know, the body. That would probably be some of your more Eastern medicine philosophies of, you know, treating your internal organs through your feet.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not an expert on that realm of things, but certainly I think those pressure points don't just happen randomly or on their own. Is it because of a tightness, you know, a weakness, even up the chain? You know, we'll look a lot, like if we're working with people with their feet and ankles, our hips play a big role, our knees play a big role,
right,
in, you know, kind of they all have to work together. So in that sense, we really, you know, if I get somebody with foot pain, we're not just looking at their feet. We're looking kind of up the whole chain at maybe some other areas that we might need to address so that your feet can land in a good position and help us throughout the day.
So it is all kind of interconnected, I guess, would have been.
Absolutely.
Okay. Good information.
Yeah,
great information.
So I always tell people too, like, you know, it's our feet are kind of like the foundation of the house.
Mm-hmm.
If the foundation's off, the whole up to the rooftop can be having trouble. So from the footwear that we wear to the strength of our feet, all those come into play.
That is great visual, too. Becky, if people want more information about foot and ankle pain and getting that treated, what is your number at OSPTI?
Yeah, so here in Breckenridge, it is 218-641-7725.
Perfect. Becky, listen, you have a good rest of the week, okay? We'll talk next Wednesday.
Sounds great. Thank you.
You bet. That is Becky at OSPTI. We talk with our friends over there each and every Wednesday here at the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW. Good morning.
Merry Christmas from Radio's Jolly Old Elf.
Ho, ho, ho.
Bill Dablo in the Morning Show, wishing you the very best of the season. Merry Christmas from the Voice of the Valley, AM 1450 KBMW.
But the fire